What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. What does limitless mean to you?
You know, limitless to me means that you don't take anyone's excuses or even your own self-limiting beliefs into your ideas and your abilities to maximize your life. I think that being limitless means that you have to have a lot of self-belief, and you have to be self-aware of not only who you are, but what your potential is. I think being limitless means that you tap into 110% of your potential. And the thing that really muddies the waters is just other people's opinions. You know, why don't we ask ourselves, why not me? You know, why not me? Why is it that everyone else seems to be successful and is doing these things and growing their companies, growing their businesses, growing their families, but why not me? Why do I seem like I have all of these limitations? Why is there this glass ceiling? It's usually because you are listening to all those outside voices instead of what's in your heart, you know? And I knew when I first started my business, when I first started my law firm, that I knew it was going to be tough. Like, I knew that I was going to eat shit for the first year, 2 years, 3 years. And if it took 5 to 10 years, I didn't care. Most of us are looking for that instant gratification. We want to be immediately rewarded for any work that we do. And the reason that we're not successful, the reason that we don't tap into our full potential, the reason that we are limited is because we are looking to show others that we're successful instead of being inherently happy and successful. My definition of success is having an abundance of wealth, health, and everything else. And the reason that we're not successful, or we don't really feel like we're tapping into our full potential, is that we care too much about what other people, and so what other people say, what other people do. And so if you want to be limitless, forget about what everyone else thinks. Just focus on what's in your heart. Have a deep self-reflection. Make sure you're self-aware of who you are and the persona and the vibe that you give off everywhere you go. Because there are people that when they walk into a room, everyone feels it. Everyone knows that this person is there. And if you just imagine yourself and think, okay, how do I create the image or the persona that when I walk into the room, everyone knows who I am and everyone can feel that energy? It's because you have to elevate that energy from within. Being limitless to me means that you have that unlimited energy and unlimited potential.
I love that answer, man. So is there anything that you do day to day to keep your energy up at that high level?
That's a really good question, man. I mean, look, I'm not always high energy. I'm not always on point. I'm not always feeling like I want to get the work done. And I can't do it every single day. To be honest, I don't show up every single day. I do it by the minutes and by the hours and just do it one piece at a time. I don't even take it one day at a time. I take it like one task at a time, you know? And so I feel like every one of those little tasks is a win. For me, if I wake up in the morning and I drink 2 bottles of water and it's a quarter of a gallon, that's a win. If I wake up a little early and I drive to the mosque and I spend 15, 20 minutes in prayer and supplication and giving thanks and being grateful for my life and for my family and for everything that God has given me, that's a win. If I can make someone else smile and I can make my wife happy for some random reason, or if I can, you know, get my mom to laugh about something, or, you know, tell my dad something that makes him feel good, that's a win. I don't dominate every single day. I try to dominate every little task. And so my only piece of advice there would be just, instead of trying to take things on a 5-year or 10-year or a lifetime plan, just focus on what's right in front of you. Be present where your feet are, you know? And if you have 5 minutes to call someone and tell them that you love them and make them feel good, you will never regret making someone else happy. making someone else feel good. And so I keep that energy up by feeding off of other people's energy. When I see other people happy and excited and pumped up, like, that's what gets me going, man. Like, I'm a people person. If I see other people get excited, and when I see your eyes light up, I know that I'm doing something exciting, and that, like, I can feel that energy growing within you. And I just feed off of that. That's how I keep my energy up. And sometimes, you know, all it takes is just elevating the energy of one other person around you. And the closer they are to your heart, the closer they are to you and to your life, the more you're going to feed off of that energy.
I love that, man. Like, and that's honestly advice that I think a lot of entrepreneurs really need, because we tend to not really think about those relationships. We get too tied up in everything that's going on. We don't think about the relationships around us. We don't think about the little things that we could be doing for ourselves. And a lot of the time that stuff kind of just gets swept under the rug. And as entrepreneurs, I feel like we kind of need to do better with that.
Man, I think that, look, I was listening to this club the other day on Clubhouse. I was in a room, and it's funny because I was talking to my wife about this too. And the topic of discussion in that room was, you know, how to preserve your energy. And I think a lot of people assume that preserving your energy means that you shouldn't go all in on certain things. You can go all in on certain things. In fact, you can go all in on everything. You just can't do that 24/7. You know, if I want to go all in on the next 30 minutes for lunch or breakfast that I have with my wife, I want to be there. I want to be present. I want to laugh. I want to have a great conversation. And I want her to know, hey, look, right now it's 100% your time. If I have a morning meeting with my team, I want to be all in on that meeting. If I represent a client and I know that this conversation, this case is going to make a huge difference in this person's life, I'm going to be all in on that case, all in on my work. And so we think that preserving your energy is not giving everyone your full potential, when it's the exact opposite. It's knowing how to give your full potential at the right time, including for yourself. So we work hard, we play hard, baby. You know, it's okay to go all in on your work, but go all in on your vacations too, man. Go all in on that nice car, that nice watch, or whatever makes you happy. Go all in on that beach trip or that deep sea fishing trip. Or if you like skydiving, you're an adrenaline junkie, go all in. You can live a full life by going all in on everything that you touch and still not get burnt out. That's the difference, man. I think low-level entrepreneurs think that I need to categorize my work balance. I have to have a work-life balance. My work goes here, my life goes here. It's all one life, and work is a major part of that life, but it doesn't always have to be that way. You work really, really hard and go all in on something for 5 to 10 years, and you live like most other people couldn't even imagine for the rest of your life. Isn't that a fair trade? No. Instead, the low-level entrepreneurs and the low performers think, oh, well, I can only give 30 to 40 hours a week for the work part of my life, and that's it. I'm not going to focus on anything else. What ends up happening is that you are living for the weekend. You're living for those nights. You're living for the time where you can kick back and relax and chill with your boys or hang out with the girls. And you just end up living a life of mediocrity. And the energy that you feed off of is the energy of mediocrity around you. That's the difference between low performers and high performers. High performers, the highly successful people, are all in on the things that they are doing right now. You know, and I think that personality trait of kind of being like, you know, when you say I have an addictive personality, or hey man, you know, when I'm an extreme person, when I do something, I do it all the way. I think that's how high performers are, and that's how successful people are. I haven't met a successful person yet that and they don't have to necessarily portray it in their loud voice or their ostentatious mannerisms. It's more just when it's about work, they're all in on that work and they don't mess around with that money. They're serious about it. And so you should be serious about your work too. You shouldn't think that it's just the 30, 40 hour a week or 50. I don't know about you, man, but did you ever calculate the amount of hours that you worked and say, oh man, I put in 60 hours a week. Whoo, tough week. No, man, I don't look at my hours. I don't care about my hours. All I know is I have 168 hours in a week. And at some point I'm going to have to sleep a little bit. I'm going to have to eat a little bit, but the rest of the time, everything just kind of mixes in, you know, like, and that as an entrepreneur, some weeks are going to be 110 hours working and some weeks are going to be zero because I'm just hanging out and, you know, chilling with my family, going on vacations. I want to be all in on everything that I do, man. I don't know about you, but that's how I see how entrepreneurs and like high performers, and you interview a lot of people. So I mean, you can give me your perspective on this too.
100%. And honestly, I love how you talk about going all in, but yet you also mention that it's that you're not going to get the instant gratification. It's not going to happen overnight. Like, you're going to have to put the hours and put the time in. And I had a conversation with a mentor of mine a while back, Andrew Finifrock, and I was trying to make something happen a lot faster than it really needed to or could happen. And he told me that if I could change it overnight, if I could make it happen right now, then it could go back right now just as easily. And do I really actually want that? And that's honestly a conversation and a thought process that I wish that I could have realized 3 years ago when I started all this.
You know, I love that you brought that up. I think it takes exactly as much time to lose something as it takes to earn something. And nothing is more obvious than that when it comes to working out in the gym. If you grew up middle school, high school, college, and you always working out in the gym, you always, you know, were a gym rat, exercising, lifting weights, running, and you had a very athletic upbringing and lifestyle, people look at you now, whether you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, and they're like, man, how did you get back in shape so quickly? Or how can you still hang with these young bucks? And how can you do this? Because of that muscle memory. That 15 years or 10 years of investment didn't just go down the drain. The same thing applies with entrepreneurship and running your business. If you get rich in 6 months and before that you hadn't done anything else and you just happened to be very, very lucky, you took that 6 months and you became a millionaire, the likelihood of you losing all of that within another 6 months is very, very high. The reason that a lot of people that I find are successful isn't because they were very, very, It wasn't that they were very lucky in a short amount of time. Those aren't the really, really successful people. The successful people are the ones that got good at one thing and kept going and going and going. And they were very consistent. The consistency is what wins. And so if you're looking for that instant gratification, just know the likelihood of you losing that thing in that short amount of time is very, very high, because just as long as it takes you to win something, you can lose something. And so that's why those diet and exercise pills don't work. That's why going on a 7-day detox doesn't work. That's why doing your keto diet for 2 weeks or 2 months doesn't work. That's why targeted ab exercises or get rich quick schemes or, you know, building, trying to build a house in 3 weeks by yourself, it doesn't work. That thing's going to tear down just as quickly as you thought it was to get it completed. So my superpower is that I don't care about instant gratification. When I learned how to let myself earn something over time, and it's so empowering, honestly. It's so empowering to know that I can buy any car that I want. I can, you know, at this point I can go and write a check for not a huge jet, but a small jet. I can, you know, pick out any watch or piece of jewelry or whatever. I can travel to anywhere in the world. I can take months, if not years, off at a time, but I choose not to do that because I know that there's more to this life and there's more to my potential, you know? So when that time comes, 3 years down the road, 5 years, 10 years down the road, when I say, all right, now it's time to go ahead and buy that car that I've always wanted or that really, really cool watch. It feels so much better because I did it the right way. You know, they say that if you can't buy something twice and you can't afford it. Well, I think if you can't buy something 10 times, then you can't afford it. You know, if you can't buy something with your passive income, then you can't afford it. You're exchanging your hours for material objects. That's not a good idea. That's not a sustainable business model. You know, it's not like a life plan that I want to have. I want to do it the right way. And delayed gratification is that key.
Absolutely, man. I love that we were able to touch on that. I wish I would have understood it a lot sooner, but... Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.